birthday party in December. So, well, you got what else is on your bucket list in terms of while you're still here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to explore New York more. Okay. I mean, New York is pretty close.
Yep.
So being there, I mean, I've been there.
A train ride.
Yeah, it's just a train ride. I've been there once, so I mean.
You've been here how long?
We've been here, let's see,
about January.
Yeah, so a little over a month now.
Okay.
Let's see. And I'd kind of like to see the bigger cities of New Jersey. I mean, when we were in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
Hoboken's a really nice city. It's definitely a city.
It is now.
I mean, they've really done a lot with downtown Hoboken.
Yep.
And it was really cool to see go into all the shops and, you know, explore that part of New Jersey. I thought that was really cool.
Cool. Excellent. How long are you guys still here?
We have 2 more weeks here.
Well, you better rush then.
Man. Yeah, no.
You're running out of time.
Yeah, what are we doing here? See you.
I would suggest perhaps, if you can, the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
And the 9/11 memorial.
Okay.
If you're going to put in some time, you should be able to do that in one day. That should be no problem.
That's but definitely worth it.
On a nice winter day, sunny winter day on the Empire State Building, bring something warm. But the view is unbelievable. So, all right. So you're here for 2 more weeks, and then what? Where are you off to next?
We don't actually know.
Oh, they keep you in suspense. That's the flexibility part.
Yeah, exactly.
Female flexible.
We go back to Baltimore for a transition for a week.
Yep.
And then it could be anywhere in the country after that.
Yep.
Okay.
Wherever we're needed.
Excellent. And how long are you guys still in the Corps?
We graduate the beginning of May.
So it's almost a full year. It's about 11 months.
10 months.
Yep.
10 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what's next for you guys? Where are you off to next?
Well, I have a couple of options that I'm still weighing out. I'm either considering doing this program in New York called Children's Corps. It's a child welfare program where you work with a child welfare agency for a couple of years.
Cool.
Or I'm actually thinking about going to law school. So I'm still kind of weighing my options. You know, I still have a few months to decide and see exactly how expensive law school is. I hear it's expensive. Yeah, so that's
what's
next for me.
All right. And Janae, what are you planning on doing?
Well, I'm also weighing up my options. I was looking forward to doing more volunteer work.
Okay.
But after volunteering for 10 months and, you know, having a stipend, you know, just want to make a little bit more money.
A little bit more feedback there, Daryl. I got a couple of things I want to hand over to you.
Uh-oh.
PowerPoints are definitely a little old. Okay. And what's up with you, Keisha?
I'm going to go back to Salt Lake City and attend the University of Utah.
All right. Very good. Well, I wish you guys all the best of luck. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I know there's a little bit of a self-serviceness to it by going out and traveling and doing the world, but putting in 10 months instead of like 1 week is a huge dedication and time commitment on your part. And New Jersey and Queens and Maryland and Atlanta, I'm sure, are very happy that you guys do what you do and help us out and get us prepared for whatever the next thing is. We just don't know what it is. But thank you for coming on, and good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We're out of time. Want to thank FEMA and FEMA Corps for coming on down. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Friday the 13th, we're going to talk about movies with my good friend Mike, some romantic movies for the Valentine's Day. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you're looking for a way to travel, get involved, get some experience, perhaps FEMA Corps is the way to do it. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Greg Randazzo, Randazzo's Musical Journey is up next. Good morning on it and on chamberradio.com.
Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntertonchamberradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt. Is it really a hate crime or are people just crying wolf? Here's more from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The three victims were Muslim, and family member Dr. Suzanne Barakat thinks that's why they were killed.
We ask that the authorities investigate these senseless and heinous murders as a hate crime.
Craig Hicks faces three counts of first-degree murder. Karen Hicks says her husband feels everyone is equal.
It doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you believe. That's one thing I do know about him.
A man who lived with one of the victims said Hicks would knock on their door about once a month to complain about parking. I'm Ed Donahue.
The proposed Keystone XL pipeline has cleared the Republican-controlled Congress, but the measure is expected to be vetoed by President Obama. Neither the House nor the Senate has the votes to override a presidential veto on the measure. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll...
For those who say the best way to gather intelligence is to give a terrorist a lawyer and read them their Miranda rights, you're crazy.
Strong words from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on whether the terrorist held in Tuesday's truck attack in New York City should be given a right to an attorney and read his Miranda rights, or whether he should be held as an enemy combatant. Graham also talks about the intel we need to gather from this terrorist.
Hold them for a long period of time, get to know them, interrogate them about what they know, where they got trained, if any training.
The NYPD will continue to release more information as the investigation continues into the terror attack. We're also beginning to hear from witnesses and what they encountered.
The man was obviously in the truck. You could hear him revving the engine. We were wondering, why is he being so aggressive? What's going on? You know, why would you be driving that way? Obviously, the car jumped onto the curb, hit two people.
My name is Tim Berg, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The suspect for the deadliest terror attack in New York City since 9/11 reportedly entered the United States under a visa program that President Donald Trump has tried to end as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz talks about a bill that would change the way the visa lottery program is done.
Kevin Yoder took over a bill that I had, which is called Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants. It has something like 290 co-sponsors, but they can't seem to bring it up on the floor of the House. Again, let's focus on economics. Let's go focus on those that have good, strong family ties. And rather than just handing out, by, literally, by the tens of thousands, lottery tickets to come to the United States for free.
Game 7 of the World Series begins tonight, 8:05 Eastern Time. It was the Dodgers defeating the Houston Astros and tying up that series 3-3 yesterday in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
An ad depicting a rampaging truck driver who supports Virginia's Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie has been canceled after a terror attack yesterday occurred in New York City, killing 8 people. Latino Victory Fund pulled the ad following the terror attack yesterday and issued a statement claiming the ad was able to ruffle feathers, as they expected. Are you heading to California? Get ready to pay more at the pump. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Usually at this time of year, motorists get a break as retailers switch to a less expensive blend for the winter. But not now, as Democrats in the California legislature voted to increase the taxes. Randy Thomason with SaveCalifornia.com says the increases are needed to help pay for some of California's liberal programs.
It's 12 cents more in taxes for each and every gallon of gas. Then in January, the DMV fees will noticeably increase. And then in July 2019, the gas tax will rise again.
I'm John Clemens.
Grief counselors will be on duty today in several New York City schools near the scene of yesterday's terror attack that claimed the lives of 8 people. Parents of the students who witnessed the terror attack yesterday say the school did a great job.
They were all there in a gym on lockdown. They kept them calm. They had them all separated by classes. And, you know, everyone was very nervous, but it was all handled very, very professionally.
For more news, check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard Scuderi with another edition of Modern Design here on WHCRDB. Our topic today happens to be Thanksgiving ideas. We've just completed the Halloween holiday, which went very well in New York, despite what had gone on earlier in that day. And my store in Maplewood, there was a Halloween parade with hundreds and hundreds of kids. I went through 300 pieces of candy between 4 and 5 o'clock. So, good, successful Halloween, and now we're on to our next holiday, which is Thanksgiving. We're going to talk all about Thanksgiving ideas in terms of decorating and things that we can do, and our next couple of week shows are going to be dedicated specifically to that holiday, to get your dining room beautiful, to get your kitchen beautiful, to have your outside be ready for the holiday, accents inside, and make everything as good as it can be. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on WHCRDB.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. Let's take a look at the weather today, which isn't very nice, is it? It's currently overcast and 52 degrees. This afternoon, there's a 50% chance of scattered showers. That's easy for me to say, right? Tonight, it looks like a 30% chance of showers. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, and it looks like we're going to be a high of 74. So a big difference, about 20 degrees difference in temperature tomorrow up again. On Thursday evening, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 53. On Friday, it says it's patchy fog, then mostly sunny with a high of 72. On Friday night, partly cloudy, and it's going to be a high of 53 degrees. On Saturday, a beautiful sunny day on Saturday with a high of 59. Saturday night, 40% chance of showers. And once again, folks, on our Sunday, our beautiful Sunday in the autumn, there's a 40% chance of showers with a high of 63 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3 and talk all things design. Our topic today happens to be Thanksgiving ideas. I was supposed to have in studio today Flemington Floral. Unfortunately, something happened last minute and they couldn't make it, but I had a long sit down with the folks over at Flemington Floral and they gave me great ideas, which I'm going to pass along to you for your home and things you can do to make your home wonderful for the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, Thanksgiving is a very special holiday, and one of the things that makes it so special and the traffic, the worse it is, and it's the worst travel day of the year, is that Thanksgiving is an American holiday. So it's no matter what culture you are, no matter what religion you are, everybody in the States celebrates this holiday. So it is kind of special, and if you don't celebrate Christmas per se, this is the big family end of the year celebration. So we want to make sure that we do all things that we can do to make this a wonderful and beautiful holiday. So I came up in conjunction with the people over at Flemington Floral, 40 ideas for you for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just a couple things that are going on with me. Today will be the first taping of my new television show, Design for the Times, and it's going to appear on the Comcast channel and Verizon Fios in January. So if you like listening to Modern Design, you might like watching my program. We're going to have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Kendall Elio. She's a regional director of Sherwin-Williams, and we're going to have a bunch of the folks over at Sherwin-Williams in studio with me. We're going to talk all about color, painting. They're going to reveal the 2018 color of the year for Sherwin-Williams and where they see painting going. How is it changing? What are the colors that are trending? And all about painting. And then that will air sometime in January, and I'll let you know about that. Also, many of you have asked me about my new book, The Lonely Boy. It is available at Barnes & Noble. If you go to the local Barnes & Noble right here in Bridgewater on 319 Route 20231 206 at the Somerville Circle in the strip mall, the Somerset Hill Shopping Center. My book is stocked there as well as barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com, and that's called The Lonely Boy. And again, wonderful guests. The whole month of November, we're going to dedicate our shows to the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday and plenty of wonderful things that are going on. So just some things about me. So we're going to start with the first idea, which of course is number one on the list of Thanksgiving ideas, is the centerpiece itself. And I was told by the experts over at Flemington Floral that your flower arrangement for the dining room table should be long and low. And I've learned the hard way that that's what you need to do. My first year of hosting Thanksgiving, I made something that was as big and round as it could be. And as lovely as it was, in the first 5 minutes, it was taken off the table, and I think on the floor by the end of the night, because it obstructs everybody else's view. So their suggestion, whatever you do, I want to talk about a lot of different ways to do it, is to make sure that your arrangement is long and low. You can incorporate candles with the piece if you like, which is very popular. And this year, I'm seeing trending using a large rectangular box made of weathered wood and then adding elements to it. Things such as gourds or baby pumpkins, bittersweet, different types of berries, all incorporated in a long, low arrangement with candles in a box. So very popular this year to do a long low arrangement in some sort of a weathered wood box so you have that natural element, using things like gourds, baby pumpkins, bittersweet berries, and of course some seasonal flowers. Number two on the list of Thanksgiving ideas are candles. Now, a couple of generalizations. For the Thanksgiving holiday, you should use unscented candles. There's going to be so many food smells and things that are wonderful. You don't want a floral smell mixed in with the smell of the food. So make sure that your candles for the table are unscented. I like to limit it to white or cream candles. Now, you can use orange candles or other color candles, but what you're going to put with it is so attractive. You want the neutrality of the candle against all the wonderful, rich fall colors that we're going to add. Votives are popular at this time of year because they're low and easy to maintain. Tapers, if they're done well because they're nice and thin, can be done in succession in a grouping, so they're very nice as well. I don't recommend battery-operated candles, even though they're high quality for the table. Use real candles close to the table. And hurricanes are one of my favorite things. Hurricanes are those glass vehicles, if you will, that are on either side of the table with a big pillar candle that goes in the center. So I like hurricanes personally. I use them all the time on dining rooms with a nice big wide white or off-white unscented candle, and then all sorts of wonderful things, seasonal things I would put in that glass container around it. Hurricane pot fillers are something I sell in both my stores right here in Ringo's and in my store in Maplewood. And they are wonderful at this time of the year, also for the Christmas holidays and so on, where you have a nice, clean, round or rectangular, beautiful glass container. You have a simple white pillar candle, and then the look comes from things that you can put around it. One of the things that I like to do in the fall is use acorns. I was using them for my yard, and then I realized, well, some of these squirrels aren't going to have food for the winter, so I stopped. But I would take acorns, and I would put acorns around this white candle, and then I would put them on my dining room table. And the look of the acorns through the clear glass with the white is really, really attractive. If you don't want to use that, you can go to your local supermarket and go get some hazelnuts. Hazelnuts have a similar look. They're beautiful. And put them around the candles and the base and build that up a little bit. And they'll give you the warm brown autumnal tone you're looking for your table. You can also use things like small gourds. The big gourds get to be too much, but small gourds, mini pumpkins are great. Cranberries, white or white and red, although with cranberries you want to be careful. I usually do that at Christmas time. I use the red cranberries around my candles, and I think that's a good look. Leaves, if you have artificial leaves or small leaves that are not torn and in good shape, leaves are something that you can use, and I've saw that a lot this year. Even things like candy corn is a good pot filler. If you have leftover candy corn, use it in there. It gives you that yellow-orange color. I've even noticed this year trending is to use unpopped popcorn. Use the popcorn kernels around it. It gives you that sort of amber wheat kind of color. And then you can tie some raffia around that as well. So something interesting. Number four on our list for Thanksgiving ideas is to make a cornucopia. I love a cornucopia. And I think of Thanksgiving and being a kid, I think of the pilgrims and the cornucopia on the table. My cornucopia is made out of, I guess, raffia or some sort of a straw, and it's stained a dark color and it's kind of big. I don't do that one on my dining room table, but I have a library room with a table, and I put that on there. And if you have a cornucopia, you want to fill the cornucopia with all sorts of different gourds, so you have all the different colors in it. You want to use something like some type of a berry. And I like pyracantha berries, which are sort of orange, and stick them in there. Sometimes if I see a privet hedge that has a blackberry, I'll put those in with the orange, which looks nice. And then some sort of bittersweet, that vine that goes around, and I wrap that around. And that's a nice look. Cornucopia is very traditional. I've also seen them made out of grapevine. Very pretty looking and very much a good thing that denotes the holidays. Number five on the list is something I do every year, and that's try hanging a wreath on a mirror, which is really nice specifically in a dining room. In my dining room, I have a dried gourd wreath that I had made a couple of years ago, and then I took a wonderful grosgrain ribbon, which is orange grosgrain ribbon, and then I made a bow on the end of it, and then it goes behind the mirror. So what you see hanging down is a wonderful orange grosgrain ribbon, and then a beautiful small wreath that goes on the mirror itself, and it's duplicated because it's reflective, and that's a great thing to do maybe in a foyer, to dress up the foyer for a holiday, or anywhere that you have a mirror, create the look of a fall wreath in front of a mirror and then suspend it with ribbon. Number six on my list is leafed pumpkins, and that is using a gold leaf, a silver leaf, or a copper leaf on your pumpkins, and they're a really nice, more sophisticated look, very much for a formal dining room or perhaps maybe more contemporary at the same time. You want to pair a leaf pumpkin with other leaf things. So if you want to have maybe some votives that are also metallic that goes with it, that could look really nice together and create a look for your table centerpiece or even perhaps a sideboard. Number seven on the list is place card holders. And I grew up with kind of a formal Thanksgiving where we had a place card for each person. And there are a lot of things that you can do to make that personalized. For me, years ago, I went to Williams-Sonoma and I bought little ceramic turkeys for each place setting. And in them goes the card, and I handwrite the white card with a black, very thin tip pen with each person's name on it. And that's a nice way to go. But you don't have to buy something. You can buy mini pumpkins or get mini pumpkins, if you will, make a slit in them, and then put the card right in the center. You can take gourds. Everybody has a different gourd in front of their plate. Make a slit in it and stick the card in. You can be real creative with how you do this in creating a place card holder. It could be very natural looking. I've seen them with amber glass. I love colored glass, amber colored glass at the holidays. That would be another nice thing to do. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot more to talk to you about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday and how to make your home look as special as it possibly could right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a home stager, and a contractor for the past 20 years, working on all sorts of residential and commercial projects all over the tri-state area. Our topic today happens to be Thanksgiving ideas, and I came up with 40. I think it's going to have to carry over to next week because we're about halfway through the show already. Great ideas. I did a lot of research on this topic, and I had a lot of help from Flemington Floral. Number 8 on our list is amber glass. If you're familiar with amber glass, where you can use it all year long, but on your Thanksgiving table, that antiqued amber glass is absolutely beautiful. Whether it be the glasses themselves, goblets, or maybe a dish, maybe one of your first course dishes in an amber glass, or as we talked about, maybe glass turkeys that you can put on the table for a little bit of color, or maybe that's where you put your place card in. Number 9 on the list is English transferware dishes, and they are probably my favorite thing. I don't have them, but they're beautiful, and if you go to wonderful old stores, you can ask for English transferware, and they're either white or cream, and they have a wonderful brown design to them that sort of looks like toile. And on a holiday table, Thanksgiving table, the white and brown with the amber glass and a little bit of bittersweet and some small pumpkins, you don't get better than that. That's really lovely. That's English transferware. Number 10 on our list is Thanksgiving tableware in general. Have you ever seen beautiful dishes around this time of the year? There's a company called the Johnson Brothers that has wonderful reproductions of Thanksgiving dishes. They're very beautiful looking. Other companies have done them as well, like Spode, and they're very nice. They're usually colorful with whites and browns and some autumnal colors, and they look wonderful, especially as a top plate. Maybe you want to use your own china, but maybe get a piece just to use as a top plate. Number 11 I saw a lot when I was researching for today, and that is hollowed-out pumpkins used as vessels for different things. Take a small or medium-sized pumpkin, cut it in half, scoop out the seeds and so on, and now you have a base container to use perhaps for your flowers, perhaps for candles, or any sort of display item you want. You have this sort of natural bowl that's created. Number 12 on our list is lanterns filled with gourds or full things. I saw a lot of that in Pottery Barn. I was shopping in Pottery Barn yesterday for a client. They had all sorts of lanterns. The black were my favorite, but also the metal, all the metal ones had different sort of pumpkins and gourds in them. Really nice as a combination. You know, for a sideboard, it might be nice if you have a couple of lanterns and then you have them filled with different gourds and so on. Number 13 on the list is straw pumpkins. I saw a lot of those too, where they used grapevine or straw, and then the pumpkins were painted. It's a nice look and goes with the natural elements. I saw a lot of natural elements this year in designing for the Thanksgiving holiday. Number 14 ties right into that, and that's bundled wheat or tied wheat. I love that. I have that in my kitchen sideboard. A couple years ago, I got a couple of, I found beautiful, at a floral shop, beautiful wheat that was bundled and spread, and then it's tied with a wonderful chocolate brown ribbon, and I put that on my sideboard on each side, which is very, very nice and very much traditional for the season. Number 15 on my list is a blackboard with the menu. A couple things I noticed this year that were connected to Thanksgiving that hadn't been before. One of them was galvanized metal buckets. Anything with galvanized metal mixed in with the theme was nice. The next thing was natural elements like raffia or sisal or burlap, like burlap ribbon. All that stuff was very popular this year. And then very popular is blackboard, anything that has a blackboard look. And I saw on a couple of different sites where on the sideboard, around the table themselves, they had the menu with it as an easel in a blackboard, and then what the courses were. And that was trending this year a lot, the blackboard look for the meal. And also letters. Letters are very popular right now. Number 16 on the list is pumpkin centerpieces, but made out of an oasis, a floral oasis. And then you create a topiary that looks like a pumpkin using different flower heads. So you retain the top of an old pumpkin, you put that on, you have a round oasis, and then you fill that oasis, which is that sort of sponge soaked up with water, and then you put all flowers around it and makes it look like a pumpkin or pumpkins. A little bit hard to do, but if you can do something like that, if maybe you're a florist or you go to florist and order something like that, really stands out and looks beautiful. Number 17 on the list was about full ribbons and using full ribbons as napkin rings. I like to do that for holidays, especially if I have a lot of people. Maybe I don't have as many napkin rings that match. Go to any craft store and get some wonderful ribbon, cut the ribbon, and then tie the napkin with a very autumnal-looking ribbons, orange, browns, patterned ribbons. I think my ribbons had the shape of, I did a double ribbon. I had an orange grosgrain ribbon and then a second ribbon in that had a pattern that looked like gourds. And I did them together and I tied each one together with the napkins, and it was really beautiful and an inexpensive thing to do. Number 18 on the list was using all white pumpkins, and that was sort of another thing that was trending this year, trying something different. Number 16 is do a combination of green pumpkins with orange ones, so you had a variety of colors. And that was pretty. I've never used green pumpkins, but I really do like the way they look. Number 17 is pumpkins with lettering on them, and that was also trending this year. If you had a white pumpkin, you stencil a letter on it or a word on it or words in succession. I saw a picture of a sideboard, and it said, be thankful. And they had the three pumpkins, and the first pumpkin was the word be, and then thank, and then full. They did that, and they created words. Words were very popular this year. Number 18 on the list is gourds and pumpkins put together in a soup tureen on a bowl, just as either for the center table or for a side table. All right, so we are now up to our news break. We'll do a quick news break, and we'll be back with lots more on our first of a series of Thanksgiving ideas for you right after this.
Today we mourn the horrifying terrorist attack in New York City, just blocks away from the site of the World Trade Center.
President Trump speaking today at the White House after a terror attack yesterday left 8 people dead in New York City. President Trump also talked about ending the program that allowed the alleged terror suspect to enter the United States. There's a new report out on America's religious makeup. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new report says Muslims will soon outnumber Jewish people in the United States. The Pew Research Center projecting that by the year 2050, the Muslim population in America can be expected to grow from 1% to over 2%. That report says the increase means Muslims will eventually surpass people who identify as Jewish as the second largest faith group in the United States.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
On Tuesday, a driver plowed a rented truck down a bike lane, killing at least 8 people. Jason Campidonia reports on how one state is trying to identify suspicious customers.
The Arizona Trucking Association is training agents who rent commercial trucks to folks in the state to look for signs of terrorist activity. Officials say agents are looking for people who pay in large sums of cash as well as other signs. Terror groups have been encouraging followers to use trucks in attacks because they're easy to carry out and can do major damage. The feds are reminding people, if you see something, say something, after a reported terrorist used a truck to kill 8 people in New York on Tuesday.
A major health insurer is out with a reminder to military veterans that it's open enrollment time for health insurance. Ed Sandrick, who works with the Veterans Insurance at Humana, says veterans are eligible for Medicare Advantage plans.
For veterans in particular, veterans who use the VA healthcare system, they should know that the Medicare programs, Medicare Advantage, don't interact with or interfere with VA healthcare benefits.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge. I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the terror attack in New York City that left 8 dead yesterday after a truck plowed into a bicycle path was an action of a lone wolf, and this is not the time to be peddling hate.
This is not the time to play politics. This is not the time to foment hate. This is not the time to divide, because they all exacerbate the situation, right?
Residents of California are going to have an added expense as of today. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Many have called this the bump at the pump as liberals in California search for more ways to pay for some of the social programs in the state. Usually on November the 1st, retailers switch to a less expensive blend for the winter, so this latest tax increase will be gradual. Randy Thomason of SaveCalifornia.com wonders, when will taxpayers wake up?
May this be a wake-up call to Californians who had previously either not voted or voted blindly for Democrats, and they realize who's done this to them.
November is National Diabetes Month, and Dr. Griffin Rogers of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases wants you to know that you're your own care team when it comes to diabetes.
The idea is that you are the expert on you when it comes to managing your diabetes. Your care plan needs to take into account your values and goals and needs and preferences and other considerations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 20 years. I do have two locations, one right here nearby in Ringgoes, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes. We're right across the street from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station in Flemington and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. 6,000 square foot space. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting. Wonderful things there, all sorts of lighting and lamps. And I have furniture and accessories, everything you'd need for your home, and a lot of seasonal stuff for the upcoming holiday. I also do have another location if you're in northern New Jersey, right near the Short Hills Mall in Maplewood, New Jersey, in lovely downtown Maplewood in the Village on Maplewood Avenue at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I have a beautiful store, wonderful furniture, couches, great coffee tables, end pieces, floral pieces, and again, everything related to seasonal stuff. In fact, we're just changing out. We're moving out some of them, consolidating some of the fall things to bring in the great stuff I have for Christmas the year. All different themes, and our December shows are just super and already booked with different people every week. All different topics. I brought in some neat stuff to do coastal Christmas, and one of my trees this year is going to be all sorts of coastal, and we're going to use teals mixed in with the red and silver. I mean, it's just going to be spectacular. So stay tuned for some of those upcoming programs. Our topic today happens to be the first in the series of ones that we're going to do in November, and that's Thanksgiving ideas, wonderful decorating things. I'm not going to tell you how to make a turkey, but we're going to talk a lot about how to make your house look wonderful from the outside in. We're going to have experts in the area help us with that, with all things to make your house more beautiful. Today, we're talking about floral things. Our guest was supposed to be Flemington Floral. They did have to cancel at the last minute, but they gave me a list that went on and on, 40 different things that you can do to make your home look wonderful for the upcoming holiday. So number 19 was where we left off on this list of 40, and that is a bittersweet in everything. For those of you that don't know what bittersweet is actually a vine that grows naturally. I have it on my property as well. It's actually not a great vine to have. It's very invasive and it chokes other plants. But what's nice about this wonderful vine that comes around is it has a yellow berry on it, a beautiful, brilliant yellow berry, very strong yellow. And then around this time of the year in November, the berry sort of breaks open, and underneath of it is orange, a beautiful orange berry. And you have the outer shell that's yellow and the inner shell and the inner berry, which is orange, on this wonderful vine that sort of gets a dark look to it, and it really looks like Thanksgiving-ish. So I like to clip it. It's expensive if you go to a floral shop to buy it, but I like to clip it and then incorporate it in all the things that I have. I use it in my mantelpiece, sort of stretch it in and out. I put it in my cornucopia to contrast between the gourds and the pumpkins and the other things that I have in there. I have a neighbor who has an old iron chandelier. We put it in her chandelier to give it that look, and she keeps it there all year. It's kind of a nice-looking thing to have. So bittersweet is also a nice one. Number 20 on the list is hollowed-out birch log as your center arrangement. And the birch or the natural look is also trending very much and carrying through to the holidays. In this case, I saw a beautiful birch log, and then they took the top and they hollowed out the top to make round enclosures the size of a votive candle. And they used pumpkin votive candles that were orange on this log. Very simple, very rustic, but it looked really nice. Something different that you could do that people will be talking about and trying to copy. Number 21 is, and this was kind of a cool idea too, using cinnamon sticks to create votive enclosures. So you get small white candles, a bunch of them, and then you put them in a glass enclosure. You take the cinnamon sticks and you hot glue them around, and then you tie some raffia around them, and then you put them on the table. So you have that look of that nice autumnal brown, and it smells nice with some natural raffia, and the inside is a white candle. But the white candle is protected by the glass around it. You want to do it safely. That's a really nice looking look too. Number 23 on the list is using pheasant feathers in all arrangements. I love feathers incorporated in arrangement. Pheasant feathers in wonderful autumnal colors really, really look nice and offset the orange of the pumpkin. Number 24 is scattered leaves, whether you use fake leaves or you have some nice cleaned leaves that are in good shape that have been dried. I saw that as sort of a lot of stuff done in artificial leaves, garlands, wreaths, all done in that, very, very popular. Number 25 on our list is garlands, and wonderful garlands made of fall-looking things. As I said, Pottery Barn had a series of different garlands, and one of them was my favorite one was a leaf garden, garland, I should say. And if you put that on a mantelpiece, or maybe you do a couple of them around your front door on the outside, they were really good-looking, really nice to look at. Number 26 on our list is using apples in decorating for the fall. That's always a nice thing to do as well, whether you put them on a cake plate. In my case, my Nana had an old beautiful dish that she used to put cookies on, Gemelli cookies from. I put apples on it seasonally in my kitchen, and it's really nice to decorate with apples, very autumnal, and you have a nice smell in the house. You can also use apples for your place cards. You can cut a slit into them and put your place card in there. That's very fall-like. You can use apples in your arrangements themselves, or bushel baskets, maybe small bushel baskets that you can put on your sideboard or around in your house for the upcoming holiday. All right, we have one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design right after these brief commercial messages.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I am Richard Scuderi, and our topic today happens to be the seasonal stuff. I don't know about you guys, but I really look forward to the seasonal stuff, and not just Christmas. Everybody says Christmas, 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 but I really like the smaller holidays. I love Halloween to decorate for it and get excited for it. I gave out 300 pieces of candy yesterday, and it was fun seeing all the kids, and they were so nice and respectful. I wasn't expecting that. Every kid I dealt with said thank you, and they were very gracious, and that was very rewarding to do that. And they, plus, they looked cute. Now the Thanksgiving holiday, I really look forward to some of the the traditions, the things that you take out, certain dishes and maybe linens and things that were your mother's, your grandmother's, people, you know, things that my father did every Thanksgiving. Those are the things that sort of come back to you each year. So I really look forward to my portion of that, which is not the cooking per se, but getting the place to look, have a nice backdrop, get it to look special and make it special for your guests. And that's all this is really about. You should interpret some of the things I said into your own specific taste, but do things that are a little bit special. People feel that they're welcome by a beautiful backdrop. So our topic today happens to be wonderful things, mostly floral, but wonderful things that you can do for your home for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. So 31 on our list of 40 was actually fall garlands in general. So we haven't talked too much today about the outside. I've done a number of shows, fall shows on the outside. I wanted to dedicate it more on the inside. But garlands are really nice on the outside too. So if you're doing your front door, if you have a fall wreath, which is on maybe on the knocker or just on the door, you want to have a corresponding, if you're going to do a garland, do the same elements for a garland. And a garland would be strung around the door. It would go from the ground up. It would go to the top and over across above the door so it didn't hit the door, and then down. So if you have a fall wreath and then a fall garland, that's a really nice look. It looks very finished. You see that sometimes as Christmas, but for fall with maybe a leaf theme. I saw that specifically. I said Pottery Barn. That was a really classy and nice look to do outside. But garlands are great inside, as I said, it on your mantelpiece. If you have a wonderful artificial garland with maybe all different types of gourds on it or mixed stuff, that could be nice. On your sideboard, if you want to dress up your sideboard, maybe the back of the sideboard, you can do a full garland. Your mirror, if you want to do one across your mirror, that could be a nice way to do it. Lots of different things for garlands. For myself, for my fireplace, I have a couple of fireplaces, but for my fireplace in the living room, I like to take elements and build them up. So I started with wonderful different big gourds, and then I put leaves, I put bittersweet, I put a lot of different elements that are fall, and then I have wonderful white pillar candles. And that really looks nice together. It gives a glow at night when entertaining. All right, number 32 on our list is, again, low arrangements, which we talked about earlier, using lots of wonderful natural elements. Berries was highly popular on the list. Different seasonal flowers, such as mums, indoor mums. Roses, orange roses are one of my favorite. Kale, small kale, cabbages, different types of things that you can add. Oranges, oranges and purples together, oranges and greens together, oranges and white together are very nice for flowers. The bittersweet vine going through is very nice. Again, you want your arrangement to be low in combination with some candles is always very nice. You know, you can just take a couple of vases. I often just take three bud vases, very small, low vases, and then I fill them with as much stuff as I can fill them with. I like orange roses, so I start with orange roses and then all different kinds of berries and as many colors as possible and mix a lot of different elements in and do them in succession. And then I just take the gourds and I put them just right on the tablecloth in between and then a number of wonderful white candles in the votive glass. I sell this really neat votive glass right now for the holidays, that is mercury glass. I have it in silver, I have it in a couple of different colors, and then a white candle goes into it, and that's always really nice to do as well. But it doesn't have to be so formal. As I said earlier in the show, it's trending that you do this in a box, in an old wood box, and create that, but you can do it right on the table. You don't have to have the container if you don't want to. Number 33 on our list is Chinese paper lanterns. The flowers of Chinese paper lanterns, I should qualify that. There is a natural flower that grows that looks like little paper lanterns. It's actually, I mean, they have it in fake, but it's a beautiful flower that they have. And if you've seen them out there, I'm going to get the name from the florist of what these are exactly called, but they're really pretty. And if you have a contemporary house and you want to do something sleek, these flowers that look like Chinese paper lanterns, just in a very, maybe a sleek glass container would be terrific on the table or on your sideboard and so on. Something very nice. Number 34 on the list is sunflowers. And there's a new sunflower I noticed the past couple of years, this year in particular, where the sunflower, the petals themselves aren't yellow. They're sort of like a really, really dark orange-red color. And that's really pretty, both whether it's part of your arrangement or just using that in low arrangements. A really beautiful sunflower in a dark red-orange color. It looks beautiful on a table. Number 35 on the list is twig wreaths. So a lot of grapevine wreaths and twig wreaths. I do post a lot to social media, guys. So if you go to my Facebook page for Maven Hill Designs, or if you go to my blog, I have a blog called The Color Guru, The Color Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. Each week I post different things that are going to be part of the show because we don't have video here yet. So if you go there, you'll see that there's a lot of stuff mixed with twigs. In fact, I use a lot of twig wreaths and twig vines underneath my pumpkins, and that's kind of a nice way to extend the look of it and make it look natural and bring something else to the table. Number 36 on our list is Indian corn. I didn't talk too much about that this year because I don't use it outside anymore because the animals eat it. But another nice thing that you can do. Number 37 on the list is using words, getting words that spell out. The word thankful is very popular and trending to put on your table or around the house for the holiday. 38 is your seasonal tablecloth. Do something maybe a little bit different. Maybe do a patterned tablecloth. Maybe do a white tablecloth, but do a really brilliant napkin that brings some of the autumnal colors together. Number 39 on the list is, again, orange roses, my favorite. I brought a friend of mine today orange roses for her birthday. And finally, number 40 on the list is using inside mums. There's a new kind of mum coming out. You'll see them in the supermarket, and they're not for outside. They're sort of greenhouse mums, and they're great to put around the house for the holiday just for the inside. Well, that will do it for our show. It went by very quickly. We're going to have a wonderful seasonal show. We have great guests coming on. They're going to help you get your house looking just as good as it can for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, and then we start on our series of Christmas shows. Well, thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. I will see you next week. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Today we mourn the horrifying terrorist attack in New York City, just blocks away from the site of the World Trade Center.
President Trump speaking today at the White House after a terror attack yesterday left 8 people dead in New York City. President Trump also talked about ending the program that allowed the alleged terror suspect to enter the United States. There's a new report out on America's religious makeup. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new report says Muslims will soon outnumber Jewish people in the United States. The Pew Research Center projecting that by the year 2050, the Muslim population in America can be expected to grow from 1% to over 2%. That report says the increase means Muslims will eventually surpass people who identify as Jewish as the second largest faith group in the United States.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.